Ukraine erupts in chaos. The Giving Tuesday movement is giving Black Friday a run for its money. And the techno geeks among you could be the next missionaries. We'll explain all that and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 700,000 protesters took to the street yesterday in Ukraine, protesting President Viktor Yanukovych's failure to sign a trade agreement with the European Union and instead align with Russia. What started peacefully last week escalated after police beat protesters. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie works in Ukraine.
This shifted everything in Ukraine from being a protest about not signing the EU agreement to we have a government who is abusing their power and who are beating the members of our society.
Yesterday, they called for a nationwide strike. Ritchie says many Christians are concerned about the country's alignment with Russia.
If Ukraine becomes more and more aligned with Russia, that their laws will mirror many of Russia's laws as well. They have some very rigid promises when it comes to what you can and cannot do religiously in their country.
Go to missionnetworknews.org for additional prayer requests. We turn next to Iran, where nukes and sanctions are just the tip of the iceberg. E3 Partners Middle East expert Tom Doyle says a spiritual war is underway in the Shiite Muslim-led nation.
There's the external. They want to go after Israel. There's the internal. They want to wipe out the church. And I just think Satan ultimately is behind this. It's a massive spiritual war because he is going after Israel, the chosen people, and Jesus' beloved bride, the church, all through one nation.
But in many cases, efforts to block the gospel are backfiring.
I think the government gives its endorsement to this is bad, the people of Iran want to check out. And so that's one of the reasons the gospel has been making such an impact on Iran.
Get connected with E3 through a link at our website and pray for persecuted believers in Iran.
Be mindful of your brothers and sisters that are in chains, as Paul called us to do. Pray for them.
This is Mission Network News. Feeling overstuffed from Thanksgiving dinner? Overwhelmed by Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Well, today is Giving Tuesday, your chance to fight the commercialism of the holidays. Food for the Hungry is just one charity kicking off the giving season with Giving Tuesday. The goal is to promote giving to those in need. FH will be raising support for their projects that spread the gospel to those who've never heard it before. Check out our website for more information on how you can help. Elsewhere, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a plane. Mission Aviation Fellowship is part of this year's Giving Tuesday movement, too. They're hoping to raise $24,000 in just 24 hours. Well, that would be enough to fund 20 relief flights. They'd be able to get medicine, food, missionaries, and the gospel to those in need in the most remote parts of the world. For the full story, just visit missionnetworknews.org. Pray many will be encouraged to give today. And the world's getting smaller. The combination of technology and the internet means something unusual for the Great Commission. Faith Comes By Hearing's Bill Lohr explains, with the explosion of digital technology, the key word for gospel growth is access.
They can do that on iTunes Radio. We're on Spotify, we're on Xbox Music, we're on Rhapsody. You know, in just the last year, just on those streams, we've seen 35 million streams. It's just incredible the access that's being allowed through technology.
Which also means that the techno geek you know could be today's missionary.
These technologies are just booming. We know there's going to be more in the next 5 or 10 years. If their heart is for the Great Commission, we ask that they join us.
They've just added a new partnership with Sat7, the largest Christian satellite broadcaster into the Middle East and North Africa. We'll need your help to get the momentum going. Find ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs.
So lift up your voice and sing out his praise. It's Christmas. Born is the King. Rejoice in the day.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.